This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, we all know how we feel during this hot end of July weather, but how about the livestock across the inland Northwest? Yesterday, I spoke with Joe Rollinger of Rollinger Dairy Farms in the Sunnyside area, where it's been 95 to 100 degrees each day since Tuesday. And this is well past the comfort range for milk cows.
But you hit that 98 to 103, 104, you see a dramatic drop.
Rollinger Farms milks about 1,800 Jerseys and Holsteins, and Joe figures they lose about a gallon of milk production per cow per day when it's this hot. It takes a lot of extra effort to keep the cows comfortable when it is hot.
Bring our cows in, and we got sprinklers over the top of them. And we wet them down to cool them down, get their body temps down. We do that three times a day to try to help them cool off a little bit. We soak them pretty good so the water's running off of them, and that helps cool them down.
Compounding the heat is the low price dairy farmers are receiving for their product, which has fallen over $2 per hundredweight in the last month.
We were actually looking at a positive coming toward the last half of this year, but all at once it flipped upside down and went back the other way.
It does look like some relief from the heat is coming for the livestock toward the end of next week. My thanks to Joe Rollinger of Rollinger Farms talking about the weather impacts on the dairy industry. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.